This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
The 70s, and then another hit song in 2000s.
Yes.
I'm going to go ahead on and say he's still doing it.
But 15 years ago, like, he was still doing it. I don't think he's still doing it today.
I don't know if he's still doing it. He's probably kicked it up after getting that last song. He goes, I don't have to do it anymore.
I did it again.
Oh, he's headlines good. Are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Doral Hyundai, choose for over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory at the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
Oh, no, he's still doing it.
Is he still doing it?
2024.
What'd he do?
The Moves.
I don't know. What is that?
It is a song by, you guys don't know, Money Long, Naked, and Niles Rogers.
Wait, is there a comma there? There's a person named Money Long, Naked, and Niles Rogers.
Yeah. Money Long.
Niles Rogers sounds like a middle reliever.
Oh. He's good, too. He ain't getting a hit on old now.
Headlines. So we got the Panthers. They're looking to close out the Maple Leafs tonight. Game 6. Cats up 3-2. Puck drops at 8 o'clock from Amerbank Arena. Paul Maurice says no lineup changes. Evan Rodriguez remains out. Boquist, he played really good for him, the yes man. So
he pulled the Spo thing. Right?
Who did?
Maurice. Instead of like bringing a new guy in and putting him like on the fourth line, he left everybody else the same and just moved him to the first line.
Yeah.
And so everybody play in their same groups.
And he played great.
Yeah.
He played great.
That's what Spo does. Spo start a new guy instead of bringing a new guy off the bench. Keep everybody's rotation the same.
Marlins back home tonight. They open up a 3-game set with the Rays. First pitch is set for 7:10. And you guys can check that out. Is this weekend Flanagan's weekend? I feel like is it Flanagan's weekend at the ballpark?
Or no, is that another weekend? This weekend happens to be tickets that we gave away right here on the Tobin and Leroy show. The
Barbie weekend?
Barbie weekend tonight.
All right.
Yeah, Flanagan's weekend is in June. I think third week of June.
Okay. So this got a little bit of notice yesterday on social media. We played yesterday Udonis Haslam's rant on Jimmy Butler.
Mm-hmm.
Where basically said he's not an unstoppable guy. And I saw some of the people were like, whoa, Udonis like going at Jimmy, like a little bit of surprised. Well, this was interesting, but on social media, they call this one Instagram, if you guys haven't heard of it.
Ah.
ESPN posted the Udonis Haslam rant, which said Jimmy Butler is not that unstoppable guy. But if you take a little looky-loo on the likes, Leroy, you can see right there.
Wow.
Dwayne Wade. He just liked the post.
He's just liking this guy. Stop.
I don't know, dude. Maybe he's proud of Udonis Haslam for being on ESPN. Maybe. Hey, you know what? You might be right.
I mean, because sometimes when I go on Twitter and I'll see something you put on there, I'll sometimes just randomly like it.
Yeah, but is it random?
But I will say this. Of all the people that have put on that uniform, nobody's been screwed more than D-Wade. And he kept it professional.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, if D-Wade has a problem with how Jimmy handled the situation, then those words ring true to him. You see what I'm saying? And if that means that they can't be friends because he didn't handle himself like a professional, like everybody else that's come through here for the most part, then that's the stepping off point. Then, okay, then, so be it.
Ricardo says they turned their back on Jimmy.
No, they didn't.
Louis says D-Wade has spoken.
They didn't turn their back on Jimmy, right? I don't know why people think that, right? If anything, the way Jimmy acted, getting out of here, even if the same things could happen, right? The way he handled himself on the way out and in the beginning of the year, he turned his back on everybody else.
I would agree. He definitely turned his back. And I imagine we know how Dwayne and UD were even talking about how close they are to Bam. Like, don't forget that they were FaceTiming Bam before the playoffs. Remember, D-Wade was even making fun of Bam a little. He goes, you don't want that team. You don't want that. He goes, no, we want that. He goes, mm-mm.
Right.
I'm sure they've heard all of his side of this story, even though, yes, we know that Jimmy and D-Wade were close at one time.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy didn't go to a statue ceremony.
And maybe that's another thing, right? That if you know one thing about the Heat and the leaders of that organization, they all rally behind one another.
Also, right? The thing is, UD's whole point of it was that it's not that Jimmy's not good. He's just not D-Wade. Not that guy. You're not that guy, pal.
Right.
And I think it is one of these things where, like, there was a time, yeah, if he would have gotten to the finish line, for sure. We could have a talk about legacy versus, like, you can't compare D-Wade and Jimmy Butler's legacy. There was a time where maybe, it's kind of like the Panthers, when Frog Boy was making the point about the Panthers and the Heat. Yeah, maybe we could have a conversation when they get there. Long way to go.
It's a long way in the show.
I mean, a long way to go now.
More than halfway.
I think the one thing that would bother all former Heat players or, say, lifers is not that Jimmy wanted more money, but it got to the point where he quit trying. And that would rub those guys the wrong way, however you want to look at it. That's the thing I have the most problem with, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is the fact that your issue with the Heat, Pat Riley, have nothing to do with Bam, Tyler, and those guys on the court sweating with you. And so once you get on that court, you owe them.
Stunned Steve said, didn't Jimmy go to L.A. for Pau Gasol's jersey retirement? Didn't bother to show up to the statue reveal in a city he played in?
Yeah.
Did he go to Pau Gasol's and he didn't go to D-Wade's statue? It was noticeable. I mean, D-Wade basically said, he basically said without saying at that ceremony, he goes, this ain't going to work out. Like, he basically foretold it out there. Was He's like, hey. What's that?
What's he looking at? This way going to work. This ain't going to work.
It has angles, dude. It's not a bad statue. I'm telling you go there. It's got angles.
I treat that statue like I treat my daughter making me a German chocolate cake. Right? Regardless of how it comes out, I'm going to like it because I appreciate the effort she put into it.
Right, but I'm telling you, you go there, it's Goosey's. It's got angles.
Dude, let me explain something to you.
What? It does.
There ain't nothing in your life that you've ever approached. And you go, you know what? It's ugly from this angle, but if I look at it from the side, much better.
Sometimes art needs an angle.
No times. Like,
no, I'm telling you.
No times in your life.
It does, dude. Frog
that's
boy?
Like, you know what that is? That's like when somebody tried to hook you up with a girl and you say, what she look like? And they say, she has a great personality. That's what that statue is.
No, but somebody might have a
behind
bad
it. The meaning behind it and what it signifies is unbelievable.
I'm right? telling you, it was just a bad photo that went viral. I'm telling you, it's just one photo. Mm-hmm. It was the sun off of the photo. It just yes. it made they, to be memed.
They bronze,
it's not that bad.
They bronze skin hanging from his bones.
Dude, that's not fair. It looks good.
Okay. It was more like.
We'll take a break. Back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's about damn time.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2. It's a Vice Shirt Friday. We're streaming live on YouTube and Twitch, Miami 560 WQAM, and on the Odyssey app as the Panthers are back at it tonight. 8 o'clock is your puck drop from Amerant Bank Arena as they will look to close this out and move on to a series with the Carolina Hurricanes, which would be an Eastern Conference Final rematch from a couple of years ago. Panthers swept that on the way to their first Stanley Cup Final bid in nearly 30 years. And now the Panthers have a chance to go to their third straight if they're able to get past the Hurricanes. But first, task at hand. Got to take out the Maple Leafs first. Task at hand. How many do you think Maple Leafs go with the whole Stolarz thing? Does that start tonight? Like when they're like, if it was in the series, this would be a different series. Do you feel like that's going to be the next thing that we have to deal with? Because they were all.
Let me ask you a question. Is that what you would do?
No. I think I got to be honest with my team.
No, you be honest.
I got to take assessment.
You did it with Goran. You did it with
Jimmy. Well, that was fair. That was fair. I mean, like, that's what's fair is fair. I mean, it was Goran Dragic, leading scorer on the team. So, you know, I know everybody wants to give Jimmy Butler his flowers. I'm not saying he doesn't deserve him. He had a 35-point triple-double in that finals. But, you know, I mean, Goran Dragic was the leading scorer on the team and would have been a perfect counter to that series.
So why can't somebody else come up with the same reasons you did as to say why they?
Well, it's not the same. I mean, you've had a goalie play lights out for the majority of the series. It's just, you know, the Panthers do what they do, which is, you know, why don't you yell at your captain, Austin Matthews, tell him to do something? You're going to sit here and blame injuries and excuses. Like, I mean, your top dogs are there. What's the problem? They can't do anything against the Selke boys. That's the problem. Like, you know, Reinhardt and Barkov are smothering these dudes. They can't do anything against them. Sorry.
Okay, but you do see how some would say you've been on the other side of this and you've used that.
I haven't been on the other side of it,
even though it may not have been an excuse.
Yeah, I haven't been on the other side of it. I will only bring up reasons, not excuses.
Okay.
There's a big difference.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a big difference.
Okay.
Like if you said the Dolphins season was derailed last season by quarterback injury, is that a reason or an excuse?
That's a reason.
That's a reason. It's a reason. It's a reason. So I'm going to sit here. If they're going to bellyache about it, all right, but you're going to act like the guy that came in there for him wasn't playing awesome. Like, it seems a little silly to me.
Now, that I agree with, that, like, you gotten some excellent play out of him till this most recent game.
Yeah, this most recent game, you know, but sorry. The Panthers turned around a series in the middle of a series? Shocking.
Right.
You know, you could put two goalies back there. They might do it. Doesn't matter. You could stack them on top of each other. You could put them next to each other. Mm-hmm. They could be sitting there like a couple of Buckingham Palace guards. I don't care. Make them laugh. Make them don't laugh. The Panthers are still going to find a way.
Right.
And I think that's just, I think that's the sad truth that the Maple Leafs just don't realize. And when they're idiot fans sat here nonstop saying, we want Florida, you didn't know what you were signing up for. You should have, because last time it was top hats and monocles. So you guys got an extra game. Congratulations. I hope you're proud of yourself. You can hang a banner for it. Made it spicy against the champs. I could see it now going in your rafters with all your old dusty ones, you know, because there hasn't been anything recent there in recent time.
I got you.
What's the problem, Frog Boy?
I didn't get over the Buckingham Palace guards. Make them laugh. Don't make them laugh.
Yeah, just do it. I mean, they're not allowed to laugh, right? Is that what they're famous for? They're not allowed to have expressions.
I don't think so. Yeah,
I wonder who came up with that. Do you feel like if there was an attack underway on the palace, like they would be there for jokey jokes? Why can't they let them relax a little bit? They're not allowed to move.
To be honest with you, all this shows too is people messing with them.
Yeah, right. It's like it's become part of it. Is just, well, we got to be stonewalled through a bunch of jackasses. If nobody knew that about
Let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
If you went to Buckingham Palace, what would be the first thing you did?
I don't know. Who is there now? A king? A queen? What do they have over there? They have a king?
Yeah.
I'm trying to get some tea with the king.
No,
I don't really care about the soldiers.
If you came by those soldiers, what would you do?
Oh, I'd just be like, you're doing a great job. I'm not going to try and mess with them.
Stop.
We're going to do what everybody does to them.
Tickle, tickle. Tobin,
you know what? You respond to certain things in a way that doesn't even sound like you. Do you know you?
I'm going to let guards guard. I'm not going to sit here and mess with them. That's not proper. Imagine how many jackasses are doing that to him.
Spitha would ask him, where's Jay and Jai?
Those guys are bullies, though. Don't let them fool you.
What do you mean they're bullies?
If you're standing in their way, they're just going to knock you down. They don't even say, excuse me. They're just going to knock you down. But I understand.
This is what have you sent us here on the
Yeah, I looked up. I looked up, you know, essentially the rules to this whole no smiling thing. It says that their strict demeanor is a key part of their tradition and meant to convey authority and solemnity. I don't think I said that right. that's a big word for me, dog.
Wow.
While the guards are expected to remain stoic, there are exceptions. They are allowed to bellow, "Make way for the Queen's Guard!"
Make way for the Queen's Guard at Buckingham Palace!
If a guard breaks the silence or displays an inappropriate emotion, they could face serious consequences, including military prison.
So who are the British guards on the Panthers? Is it Mikula and Seth Jones? Are they the guards, or is Bobrovsky the guard?
I would say it's got to be Bob, because he's focused no matter what, and those guards are focused no matter what.
They are focused no matter what, and I don't think Bob will show any emotion until the game is over.
Yeah,
I mean, case in point. he looks like a Buckingham Palace guard right there.
That might be one of the craziest pictures ever.
He's not even looking at the fight.
No, he's not even looking
at the fight.
I just want my house back. Give me goal. Fuck us.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Love that guy.
Here at Buckingham Palace, all wait for God Bobrovsky.
That's pretty good. Buckingham Palace. That's, I don't know. Leroy, I don't know about you, but that's pretty good.
What a time. All right, we'll take a break.
The Mixed Bag.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Next. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. It is that time here on a Friday to mix it on up, dude. What do we got today, Frog Boy, in the mix bag?
It is a Mixed Bag Friday. which means we got some good stuff. You know, we save our best stuff for the end of the week. We were talking about James Butler in the last.
Who's James Butler?
Jimmy had his postseason conference, his meeting with the press following his exit from the second round of the playoffs.
Oh, he went to it.
Yeah, I was about to say, he showed up to exit media day? That's new. He must have his joy back.
Indeed. Got a few nuggets here if you guys are interested from his final meeting with the media.
Sure. What else? What else? Well, let's see what he's got to say.
This is Jimmy Butler giving you a little bit of insight into the future in regards to how long he could be a Warrior.
Yeah. And then if we win some, it could be longer than that, because I still think that we have a lot of great basketball left ahead of us. I don't think this age thing is anything. The way that everybody's taking care of their bodies, doing right, I think the potential is there. So with this full season we got coming up ahead, I think we'll be able to find out.
Yeah, until he misses like 15 games before Christmas.
Yeah.
With a nosebleed.
That was in regards to him playing a 2-year window for success with Golden
State. He's got a very expensive 2-year window coming up.
Yeah. Hey, wait till after next year when you don't extend him till he's 47 and he quits on you.
Now,
I really thought that was going to be his last. Like, I didn't even think Jimmy Butler was going to play till he was this age. I thought Jimmy Butler was going to go like off and do something.
You wanted to pay him even longer.
When he first started playing, I don't think he was going to plan on playing into his late 30s. But, like, he's like, what, $60 million? That'll keep you around.
Yep.
You can find somebody. Now you found somebody to pick up the tab. Now can he find somebody after that to pay him $30 million for the year 38? Like, what? Can he find somebody to pay? Maybe a $20 million going-away gift. Who knows?
The thing about that is they only do that to people they like. So you got to make sure you don't piss everybody off when it gets to that point. Otherwise, who's going to give you that money?
What else we got in the mixed bag, Froggy?
Now, Jimmy Butler had another statement that is a little interesting. We noticed the lack of talent the Warriors had kind of reminded us of his situation here in Miami. And another thing that reminded us of his situation here in Miami, listen to how he answers this question and tell me if it sounds a little familiar.
I don't really get into the whole roster talk. You know, I think whoever we have, we go out there and compete. I believe we always have enough, for sure, if we got Steph out there on the floor with us. I don't get into the roster. I don't know. I think everybody here, we are just very, very fortunate to be able to hoop for this organization with this group of guys. And I don't think you'd take for granted that it could be the same next year. It could not be the same next year. Who knows? But in the right now, you just go out there and compete. And whoever we have is who we're going to have.
Bro, keep spo out your mouth. Don't be using spo. Use a Kerrism. Well, doesn't he have things?
Oh, yeah. Steve Kerr's
quote. Use your Kerr quotes. Don't be using Eric Spoelstra's spoism. We have enough. Yeah, he had clearly not.
He's had enough of Miami. That's about it.
I don't think pods was enough.
I mean, then why were people saying he wanted to be out of here because they didn't do anything to help him?
No, he doesn't care about roster, Leroy. He just said, I don't care who's out there.
That's why I asked the question.
He don't care. He doesn't care.
That wasn't the indication when he, you know what I mean?
He also said at this press conference, he's like, yeah, you know, I'm going to use the summer to really get to know my teammates. I'm like, dude, you're going to Costa Rica. First flight out after this press conference. This Jimmy World Tour begins.
That's messed up.
Sick of it.
He's like, anybody want to... You think Quentin Post is like, Jimmy, I thought we were going to hang out. Yeah, I'm going to go to Brazil. I'll see you later, Quentin. But I thought we were going to hang out.
Wow.
It's a Jimmy Butler experience.
I don't have a problem with whatever you say, but just be you and not try to give some crazy, you know what I mean? Because that ain't what happened when he left here.
Gary Payton the second calls up, Jimmy, we're going to play dominoes? You said we were hanging out this summer. I'm in Antarctica right now. I'm opening up a big face coffee just strictly run by penguins.
I'm hanging out with Felipe right now. Can't do it. Sorry.
Sorry.
Didn't Felipe, when he got exposed as the fraud that he was, wasn't he like a Warriors fan? How long until we see Felipe courtside at one of these games?
I saw somebody do that at the Heat. They did that for Tyler Hero one game. I think they were from, it was either Taiwan or Korea or something like that. And they got to meet Tyler Hero afterwards in the locker room. You call them phonies?
Yeah, for sure. Industry plants. I don't trust them. Who? Taiwan? You think someone's in Taiwan? Like, oh, so, Tyler Hero.
I got something similar to that.
Oh.
What if you have a chance to meet the president, but you voted for the other guy? It's the president, right? That's what I'm saying. So, what if
I'm less interested in that? I'm more interested in
you get to meet a professional athlete, even though you might root for the other team. Do you still get to take the opportunity to meet the athlete?
I don't know though. Like, I don't. I'm not crazy.
We're talking about kids.
Okay, so you're saying like, would I want to meet Paul Pierce? If I got to meet Paul Pierce, I'd be like, nah.
No, you're you're a grown-ass man. I'm not talking to you.
Oh, because if they said, you know, let's say like Tommy and I were sitting at a Heat-Celtics game, right, back in the day, and he gets hit in the face.
You can't with use Tommy the pass. Because you would, no. You'd be like, absolutely.
And he's like, son, are you okay? Mr. Pierce would really like to make it good, give you an autograph for the game. And Tommy would tell him,
kick back, your bum. Look at me. Don't need a wheelchair for this one. I guess you're right.
What else you got in the mixed bag, Marcos?
In the mixed bag, we have a bit of an update on our boy Carson Beck.
Oh.
Yes, that's right. We talked Canes with Alex Dono recently. Got the lowdown on what to expect this season. One of the things we wanted to know is how will Carson Beck compare to Cam Ward? When Mario Cristobal was on the Joe Rose Show and gave us some updates on the former Georgia quarterback.
All right, he's been thrown for weeks. I believe he'll be cleared completely either by today or Sunday because we begin our team workouts on Monday. But he's been ripping it, and he looks good, and he'll have zero limitations. So, and he's done a great job integrating himself with his teammates, you know, not being able to go through a spring ball. And at the same time, you know, we recognize the fact that he's had a lot of reps at some high level and some high level games. So we'll be able to catch him up fairly quick.
I like it.
He's ripping it.
He beat science.
He didn't beat science.
Relatable.
I think he did beat
science. Like, question.
Look at us.
Why do you guys act as if though healing? Makes you beating science.
Are you
That's
healing?
What I'm trying to figure out.
Well, you have a timetable typically, right? With injuries. I know you don't know injuries like I do, but you have timetables to return, right? Wow. And so if you beat said timetable, that's beating science.
I agree. Therefore, you saw my mobility yesterday, Tobin. You were impressed.
Your ankle's still going.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound good.
Got to get that checked out. But mobility.
And Lira, it's still really purple.
It's not going to heal.
Something's wrong with that. That's got to change.
I told you what you have. Never mind. I'm exhausting. You know what? I can coach men. I can coach women. But I can't coach stupid. What you're doing right now is just stupid. It's not like you have, like, all you're doing is injuring it more by walking on it without ever giving it a chance to heal. And you think, oh, I'm beating science. No, you're not. You're just being stupid. You need to be in a boot for a while to let that thing heal. You need to ice it to get the blood flow going, to get that dead blood out of there, and then you'll start feeling better.
I'm already back.
I don't know what to tell you, but for some reason, you think you know more than anybody else, so go ahead and limp around for the next 2 years.
No, I'm limp almost around. Limp-free. I'm almost limp-free.
Okay, but you do realize that that purple and that black and blue is dead blood in your ankle that caused problems if that, it doesn't get out of there.
That is not
You do understand just, that, right?
That's not good, that purple stuff. Got to get that thing
right.
out.
Right, and okay, and how do you get rid of that? Elevation, ice, and walking around in a boot and taking some pressure off of it.
Nah, the beach. That's a good idea.
Okay, go ahead.
Dip
go
it
ahead.
In the beach.
Go ahead.
You are a true idiot.
You are. Mm. Like, I can't explain in so many, almost to the point where you get mad that how could a grown-ass man be this dumb?
Mobile.
Like, you have no idea the seriousness that you're, like, dude, I've had almost every injury. And I'm telling you, that purple and that black and blue does not leave your leg while you're walking on it.
Also, you should have made it look a lot worse for.
Wink.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Ah, you know, now that I got time for one more?
Absolutely.
All right. As if you weren't already pissed off enough hearing me. Now we have someone else annoying to bother us, and that's Travis Kelce.
Oh, my God.
They still together?
I don't know. I don't know. He's got a battle on his hands today because the president is taking victory over making Taylor Swift not cool again today.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
What is he, a Sabrina Carpenter fan?
I don't know. I don't know if he is, but
he's the craziest thing. Like, really? Like, what's going on in the world? You decide to take a moment of your time to go after a music.
He posted, has anyone noticed since I said I hate Taylor Swift, she's no longer hot?
Wow.
That's it.
Look at that. Look at that.
Carter!
Hey. I don't know what's more responsible. Is it Donald Trump or is it her last album?
Well, maybe he's thinking he got in her head. A little trash talk, you know?
Look at that.
Anyway, what do you got for Travis?
Travis Kelce is whining and complaining about having to go to Brazil. This is Travis Kelce.
Be there. Not to do a
not
podcast.
Not to do a podcast.
Yeah, I'll be there playing
pretty
football
busy. Yeah.
In the heat. There's just something about getting closer to the equator that I don't want to put on football uniform doing that.
Especially in September?
I've been in Jacksonville in September, mm-hmm. and that's miserable. I'd rather it be dry than humid. I'm a sweaty...
Definitely water around Sao Paulo, but I think it's rivers or something like that, right?
Yeah, no, if it's hot and humid and kind of what I'm expecting, I'm going to be miserable. But we're going to find a way to get a win.
That's not convincing.
So not built for South Florida. Soft.
Look at that. Never wanted him.
Never wanted him anyway. Totally not.
I've been to Jacksonville. And like, shut up. Dude, Jacksonville, that's your barometer? It's
not even the biggest obstacle in Jacksonville. You got to deal with the smog.
Yeah, true. And
smog.
Trevor Lawrence.
Oh, very polluted. Very disgusting city.
I don't think it's
disgusting. It's a gross city.
Okay.
Is Jacksonville where they had to stay on the boats?
That is where they had to stay on the boat, yes.
I love
it. I will say, though.
It came to that conclusion and said that would be a great idea.
Yeah, not great. There is a place there. I forgot what it was called, but I had this this hillbilly breakfast there. Man, that was a good place.
Wait a minute.
It was a breakfast place.
Hillbilly breakfast?
It was a breakfast place and a bar. And I was like, man, this is the greatest pancakes I've ever had in my life. Life and I forgot what the name of it was, but I went there when I went to UFC Jacksonville.
Because you could have a Corona with it.
You could have whatever you want with it. It doesn't have to be a Corona. They got hard liquor too. They had everything. Take a break. Final hour coming on up. The second half of That's a Win, That's a Loss. You're dead to me. and lots to come here on the final hour of Tobin and Leroy on a Friday. Back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.